in my music, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know.
Quite possibly the best first song a band has ever released. That was Boston with More Than a Feeling, released as their first single of their debut album in 1976. Holy shit. I've never gotten sick of the song, man.
It's amazing. You know, Billboard says it's one of the top 500 rock and roll songs of all time.
Really? I'm not surprised. It's just up there, man.
And it's so good that Hollywood decided, hey, let's include it in one of our amazing movie franchises, Herbie Reloaded.
Herbie?
Yeah. You know Herbie? That's a little
Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah.
Beetle.
So not only is it not in the original, but they decided to give this magical piece of song to Lindsay Lohan's reboot of that movie, right?
Wait.
Top 500 songs, and you put it into the Herbie Reloaded. You know who Lindsay Lohan is, right?
Yeah, but there's a reboot of the movie.
Yeah. With fancy graphics. It's all Disney Channel type of love.
If you could see my face expression, dear listeners, he's lost me right there.
And really. I think that's the origin of all bad decisions in Hollywood.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Knees are weird. Aren't knees weird?
Yeah, my knees are pretty weird.
I have a friend who hates feet, like all feet. You know, I guess I get it, but I like a nice foot, you know. I wouldn't say I have a foot fetish.
On a plate?
No. But where do you stand on this topic?
Feet or knees?
Both.
You know, you gotta use both, but they're not the sexes of joints. I'm more of a elbow man myself.
Shout out to Sibel in New York.
Charlize Theron, your elbows are amazing. Thank you so much.
Tommy, I've got a little surprise for you, man. I know we joked about this earlier, but you'll find that my silliness knows no bounds. Actually, you know that already. But life's too short to be taken seriously, right? And that's kind of what this show is all about as well. Tom Cardi with Have You Checked Your Butthole?
When my roommate comes into the room looking for his car keys, I don't say it yet. And when he gets me off the couch to check underneath the couch cushions, I don't say it yet. No. And then when he says out loud, I wonder where my car keys are, I still don't say it. I still don't say it yet. But then he asks me, do you know where my car keys are? I look at him in his face and I say, have you checked your buttholes? Get up, butthole. I have not seen your keys, but since you're asking me, you better check up that butthole. Because I'm not serious, I don't think it's up inside your big brown business. But a funny thing to say to someone who's lost their shit and is stressed out visibly, when I see the best man start to sweat, I don't say it yet. Get up. When I see that little ring bearer cunt getting yelled at by his mum, oh, I still don't say it. When I see the groom asking the vicar if they can wait just another 15 minutes, I do not say it. And when the father of the bride starts organising an ad hoc emu bob of the courtyard area, I want to, but I do not say it.
It's the 11th hour with 300 congregants under God's roof. The vicar approaches the mic and suddenly all of the chatter goes mute. He says that they've misplaced the rings. Could anyone possibly know where they are? I know it's my time and all heads turn as I stand and say, Vicar, have you checked your butthole?
I lost my loan.
Have you checked up your people?
I'm losing my patience.
Check your anus.
Where is your class?
Think you suck up your ass.
I just lost my grandma.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Are you capable of not saying she's up my asshole?
Of course, my condolences.
I'm not looking for a silly joke right now.
Yeah, yeah. What are you looking for?
Honestly, just like a shoulder to cry.
Have you checked your butthole?
Ozzy, 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 oi, oi, oi. That was Have You Checked Your Butthole by Tom Gardy.
If you eat enough Vegemite, that's what you come up with.
I am glad this man made this song. The world needs more silliness, right?
Truth.
We've got to take every opportunity not to take ourselves too seriously. Do you want to hear something crazy? In 1911, there was a U.S. baseball team made up of inmates whose execution dates were delayed as long as they kept winning.
Good thing no one understands baseball wars.
It was the 1911 Wyoming State Penitentiary All-Stars, and it was basically a group of thieves. What?
Yeah. Like winning against who? Anyone?
It was mixed.
High school teams?
There was a little bit. Yeah, there was a mix of those.
Kindergarten teams?
Semi-professional teams, actually. So it was a sort of a prison league kind of thing, and then they also played against some professionals, and they kicked their asses.
Yeah, if you... It was alternative is to die.
It was like a group of murderers and thieves and rapists that turned out to be really good at baseball.
I think you're missing the point. What beautiful things humans can do if they're forced to do it.
Put under serious pressure.
Or you die. Oh, okay. Just learn how to play baseball.
Corrupt prison owner and a warden that basically ran like sort of some experiment where they gave prisoners the opportunity to have their sentences shortened and their execution dates moved.
It sounds like a Kevin Costner movie. If it's not yet, it will be.
Isn't The Postman kind of like that? A little bit. Here's another pick by Tommy, Lowrider by War.
Drives a little slower.
Lowrider by War, 1975, from their Why Can't We Be Friends album. This was a little bit before our time. So this song always reminds me of... if I think back of it, it always reminds me of Gone in 60 Seconds.
Really? You know, where does that come in, Gone in 60 Seconds?
I think it's before they go on their first big heist and they kind of... They use it as like a hype song.
Yeah, exactly. I got you. I was just going to say, I feel like this song is in pretty much every second Hollywood movie. Dazed and Confused, which we listened to before a little bit. Up in Smoke, Friday. Amazing.
It's really everywhere.
Gone in 60 Seconds. I didn't remember.
Yeah. You have to rewatch it.
Done.
Do you have any memories associated to songs that just don't fit? For example, like witnessing someone die, but Bob Marley's playing in the background or something.
Yeah, I mean,
is there anything you can think of?
not like a public song, but I always feel like the ice cream truck song that comes on when, you know, US, when like ice cream comes rolling around and you have the ice cream truck song. I always think about like the fact that if you hear that song at like 5 p.m., maybe 3 p.m., sorry, 15:00 or 17:00 for Europeans out there.
When the ice cream man comes.
The ice cream man, totally fine. But if you hear that shit at 2 a.m. in the morning,
that
it is
scary.
Freaky as shit. A little bit like that.
I have a weird one. Frank Sinatra.
Oh.
Sinatra. It always reminds me of my brother accidentally smashing his arm through a window and having to go to hospital because of massive cuts. Very much out of place. Doesn't really fit, but it's you know, some things get ingrained in you.
100%.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Durka Shuffle on Radio Lora 97.5. It is September the 5th. And on this day in 1960, Muhammad Ali won the gold medal.
It's
those margaritas before the show. Muhammad Ali won the gold medal in light heavyweight boxing at the Olympic Games in Rome. Tommy, question for you. Would you rather be punched in the face by Muhammad Ali or in the nuts by a deaf midget? Because deaf people are really strong.
The deaf midget, I'll take it.
You'd go with that too? I'd go with the same. I've already had a kid, so I'd probably go for the midgets. Plus, that would be really hilarious.
Apologies to my wife. I still want kids. That's not what this answer was supposed to be.
Burning for You by Blue Oyster Cult.
City.
Yes, sir.
I'm having a great time. How about you?
Mid. No, it's great. In your mom's basement. It's fantastic. I did expect some drinks at this point from your host, but no one's coming.
No one's coming. We're sitting on a dry island here. Head full of margaritas. That is 1981 from the Fire of Unknown Origin album. That was Blue Oyster Cult with Burning for You. Yeah, it's lovely. Spelled Oyster, like
Oyster.
Yeah, Oyster. I don't know. Was it
like
it was,
an IKEA furniture piece?
Yeah, but why? Like it was them and Motley Crue, right? It was also Motley, or was it Motley Crue? It was a what was it about? Microphone. It was about being edgy, wasn't it?
The whole thing. They all were in the same after party in LA somewhere, too much skiing, and they came up with the same idea.
Ah, I see what you mean there. Yeah. Skiing is the white stuff, yeah. Yeah.
So who knows? That's what you're saying. I literally meant, of course, downhill skiing.
Yes, you are a man of God. Yes.
Yes.
The Blue Oyster Cult, they were one of the early adopters of music videos. Did you know this?
No.
Back when MTV still made, you know, videos, like music videos.
Man, I
love not
those.
Like weird ass TV shows about
no,
teen
no,
pregnancies.
No. It was like the big thing was like releasing a video.
Yes.
Huge.
Yes. It was like,
full circle back to NSYNC and Backstreet Boys.
Okay.
They made
ahead.
Some amazing music videos.
Did
at
they?
Least from a production.
NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
I don't know. I don't remember. I'm scarred psychologically from that time. Both. Question:
You have a dark childhood, man. We're gonna have to elaborate
with
on this.
Justin Timberlake and Nicki Carter in the background dancing on my grave.
Do you remember when Michael Jackson's music videos? They're like mini movies, basically.
Yeah, everybody will quote you Thriller, of course.
Yeah,
right? But like,
or even the later ones like Ghost and so on. Like, it's just
real good.
It's like proper stories, and then for a while there was even no music. It was just theater, basically. It was just theatrics.
Yeah, and now it's awesome. Justin Bieber sitting at a dinner table singing "Yummy."
I miss good music videos. Fuck, Tommy, are we getting old?
Yes.
Well, we are talking about the old times a lot, and we're not that old. Like
it's all relative, right? Turning 40, I guess I'm having a midlife crisis. That's why I'm doing a radio show. Every 40-year-old white guy wants to have a podcast. Here I am, world. Here are the things I want to say that you don't care about.
When you get older, like different things start to bother you. You know.
True.
You know what's unsettling?
What?
Something I've thought of the other day is. When the outside temperature is exactly your body temperature, it's like.
So you mean 28 degrees?
No, like, yeah, basically. But then you can't feel the air anymore. It's like,
you know,
you're too much at one with the world.
You are slightly complaining about warm weather. Let me remind you that the summer in this country sucked. So we'll take equal body temperature weather.
Yeah, you're just gonna have to. Yeah, that's true. It has been rather rainy, hasn't it? Except for the last month-ish, it's been proper nice. Anyways, it is time for a rock anthem.
Mm.
This one was chosen by yourself, Tommy, sir. Thunderstruck by AC/DC. We'll be right back. fucking A, man.
Amazing.
As long as, like, as far as songs go that pump you up, goddamn.
you got a little squeegee setup over there.
Do you have any particular songs that really pump you the fuck up? Like, really?
Yeah, I mean, Eye of the Tiger or like some random remixes from a David Guetta in the gym. That gets you going pretty well.
Let's skip David Guetta, but maybe we can do a maybe we can do a show just about songs that pump you the fuck up.
I like that. hey, nothing against David. You know, good friend of mine.
Fuck it, nice.
I don't know David.
Oh, yeah.
Mustache like myself.
It is the end of the show.
Do it for us.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to cut it short here. It has been an absolute pleasure. And I've thoroughly enjoyed having you as a guest, Tommy. Thank you for having me.
I didn't get so much through, man. My Bible verses, but it's okay. We can do it next time.
We'll get there next time. I will be DJing at Kraftwerk tomorrow evening, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you in Zurich and looking for some awesome after work drink tunage, come by 6 p.m. Tommy, thank you, sir.
Bye bye.
Stay safe, stay sexy, my chickens. Here's Pat Benatar with Heartbreaker.
C'est LOL sur Radio LOL.